Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Friday. Excuse me. And we will have Free for All Friday, but we're going to start out, like I promised you earlier in the week, we're going to start out with Ray Field. He's already on the line, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on with Vic in Nebraska and how it has gone from bad to worse, it seems like. And we have Ray on the line. Ray, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Beth. Glad to be with you again.
Well, you know, I'm kind of jealous. You just came off a really nice vacation, and it looked like you had a good time, and now you're hitting the road running again, aren't you?
Well, I am. You know, we got some floods down here in Houston, and we had a lot of flood water, and it's kind of a murky brown and stuff, and I got tired of seeing your posts all the time, these beautiful crystal beaches and bright blue water. And I said, you know,
I'm going to Hawaii.
And I spent a week in Hawaii, and I'm going back again in October so I can refresh from this vacation. But, you know, it was just nice to get away a little bit from all the hustle and bustle. But, you know, we all need to recharge every now and then.
Yes, we do, and I appreciate you posting the pictures that were real. Mine are pretend pictures. Yours are real, so there's a big difference.
Yeah, you know, I did something different for a lot of folks this time. I took live shots with the helicopter ride and stuff. Made you feel like you were in Jurassic Park movie, you know, going through the mountains in Hawaii stuff, you know. And, you know, you're just supposed to have fun when you go on vacation. You're not supposed to worry about anything. Have fun and know that when you get back, you got to just get back in the grind and start all over. But yeah, it was a great feeling, Beth. I appreciate your.
Well, I'm glad you got to do it. Maybe one day I'll get to do it, but right now there's no way, Jose, that I can possibly do that. But I will enjoy your pictures and everybody else's, and I'll keep dreaming. And I have a great life with great husband and kids and family and friends, and you know, I'm just going to keep on keeping on and trying to do the best we can to fight what's going on in this nation. So while we're bickering and fighting and mad at each other, if you're for Trump against Trump, for Hillary against Hillary, for Sanders against Sanders, in the background, things are happening and nobody's paying attention. And I want to talk about, I mentioned briefly on Wednesday that Vic's situation has gotten worse, and I want you to kind of explain to the listeners what's really taking place.
Well, about 5 years ago, it was a real cold winter, and we all, any of us that are ranchers and cattlemen and stuff like that, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I did. It clicked out for a second there, but I can hear you now.
Okay. It happened a few years ago. Vic had got, somebody complained about a horse being dead on his property. Well, it's freezing out cold and the snow's 3-4 feet thick out there. Next thing you know, you got some tree hugger or just a jealous neighbor or somebody, made a complaint on him. Well, 5 years later, he has to go to the Katie Bar Motel.
Tell me again where.
You okay?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. They had a laundry of list of charges on him that, you know, they just threw him out there. And only two of them actually they even think about, you know, convicting him on, and it was a shamble at that. What Vic is doing in Nebraska is no different than, let's just say, Joan of Arc did, Paul Revere did. Somebody has to be the first person on changing some laws to make some sense. Vic is making a stance. Now, Vic is an older gentleman. He's a retired Army vet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's got several generations of land in Nebraska. I mean, for miles and miles. And the law needs to be changed because Vic had an animal that went down, and somebody else who's not law enforcement complained. Well, they had a lot of money, so they threw it at the sheriff and the DA. And they did this. So Vic reported today at 10 a.m. for the vacation stay. And I advised him to get all his hearing aids, his eyeglasses, his dental work, his heart, his pacemaker put in while he's visiting the state facility. Okay. I mean, hey, you're talking about free medical and health care, right? All right, let's take that out for a walk. Anyway, kind of fast forward, Beth. Nebraska's got some hurdles. It's very much of a state that's been in the news the last few years with the Canadian Trans Pipeline and stuff like this. Just several things, from the uranium ores being stripped out of western Nebraska and stuff. You know, it's just Nebraska's a hot seat. And with a population just a little over a million people, you know, that's not a lot. But it is for a place like Nebraska. Well, the laws are antiquated. The laws have to be changed to protect the landowner, the farmer, and the rancher. And poor Vic, it stressed him out and stuff like this. We talked several times, and he has several lawyers. And what's going on right now, Nebraska, they're trying to get this new law passed in. I sent you the fax letter from the Nebraska Farmers Union.
Yes, I've got it in your hand.
On the story they're fighting for it. And it's bottom line is, you, me, or anybody else in this country, based on the laws currently in Nebraska, can lose our home, our homestead, our dreams, just because somebody else got envious and said, "Beth hit me." There's no marks. There's no proof. It's just an allegation. And that alone, that statement, simply just that simple, because of Vic and this one horse, put him 45 days in a county facility under a trustee deal. He's not a threat. He's not hurt like this. It's like they're making a statement. Well, Vic is making a statement, too, that we as Americans have to stand up for the rights of our country against corrupt government and government officials trying to oppress us into such a bad state that we're taxed to death, we're over government land, and everything else. It's time for the government to get out of our business, get out of our wallets, and we have some laws that are on the books to be enforced according to what they're supposed to be done. And they're not being done, Beth. So, you know, one of the things I'll try to hit on a little bit is that people need to stand up nowadays. They need to stand up for the constitutional right. The Constitution gives the people of America the right to fight against the government. The Constitution and Bill of Rights is for us as citizens. And Beth, you and your guests have talked about it so many times that the government seems to think we work for them. Mm. They work for us. We elect them. They're to follow our laws. They're to do what we want as taxpayers and constituents in the community. And we've lost that focus. And
you know,
Vic Jensen is one of the finest men I know.
You know, I remember when all that took place, and it was about 5 years ago. And I don't remember how you and I actually even came to know one another. It just kind of happened. And you told me about what he was going on. But I celebrated 5 years of being on the air. I mention it, you know I'm hurting, and I mention it a little at a time. So I hope I can pay the bills again this month. But so I knew it had been about 5 years because it had been that long since I'd been on the air, and I knew it was one of the first big stories that you and I had discussed. And it's something that it pains me. Nobody else talks about these things. Nobody else does. You know, and I take some heat. I took some heat yesterday from a listener, and she's a faithful listener, and she digs into what she she does dig into the what's going on. But she disagrees with me, and that's okay. But if you're not a hater or a lover, you're just in big trouble when it comes to these politics today. But I want to know each and every one of these guys what they're going to do. They all say something, but they've never done anything. And so here we've got a newbie, an outsider with Trump, and people either hate him or love him, it appears that way. And I'm just kind of wondering if we can sit down and have a chat with him. I know you've chatted with some of his people, but I wonder if we could sit down and have a chat with him and let him know what is really going on. We're going into a break. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls for just a little bit while I'm talking with Ray about what's going on with Vic. If you can just bear with me, we will have Free for All Friday in the last half of the show. Write the number down, 877-895-5410. And Ray and Beth Ann will be right back.
Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and no.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Ray Field, and we're talking about what has happened and the continuance of this. This has gone on for 5 years to Vic in Nebraska. They're going to incarcerate him for at least 45 days, I guess. That's what I understand. And then what really, really bothers me is if it isn't all bad enough, is they're going to take all his livestock. Is that correct? They're going to he's not going to be allowed to have livestock or animals for 10 years?
Right. They now see, this is a strange situation. Vic doesn't own any of the livestock and the horses on his property to begin with. Like most seniors nowadays, our mom and dads and people, Vic turned around and put his whole land in a trust, which means his three daughters and his son, who is a licensed veterinarian, they own the trust. They're the trust. So Vic lives on the land. Now, if it's my understanding, and I want to make sure I remember the way Vic told it was, he's going to have 2 years probation and 10 years or something without livestock and stuff. And the legal authorities are trying to figure out, talking about lawyers, are trying to figure out exactly how that works, because, Beth, if I'm a guest on your place, and I'm not supposed to have dogs or cats, and I'm a guest on your place, I put my RV outside, I put a mobile home out there, and they're your dogs and cats. That doesn't affect me. I can't stop a wild animal, which is a cow is considered or a horse is considered. Just because man has dominion over them doesn't change what their statute is.
Okay.
The laws are so vague that Vic is trying to actually just make a stance, have the laws changed so it actually makes sense so that we can protect people. and he, correct, he can't have any animals or something, but here's what scares me more than anything else. There's a group on Facebook that's right out of Iowa, and Vic, and they've all asked me to refrain from the name, but I think I've mentioned to you before, but I'll refrain from it at his request. They know he's in jail today, so they're planning this massive seizure of his animals. Well, the sheriff called Vic yesterday, and the lawyer talked to the sheriff yesterday. When these people go on the land, if they touch anything, Beth, they're all going to jail. Every one of them, because none of the animals belong to Vic. They belong to the family trust.
But you know, Ray, I'm gonna throw something out there. Here right now. Several years ago, there was an elevator in company down in the southern part of the state of Missouri. Now, when I say they had the grains there, well, so when you put your grain in there, you know, you paid rent, you kept it there, okay?
Right.
They went bankrupt. Something happened. I'm trying to think of all the. I'm gonna have to get that man back on. I mean, he has quite the story to tell. They kept his grain. They would not let them come get their grain out of that, out of the elevator, out of the bins.
Right.
So he did. And they arrested him, and they went after him. But he did what was right. So they were stealing, meaning whoever, the bankers, the government that shut the elevator down. And they were stealing.
Right.
That wasn't theirs. It was the people that were putting it in there. So he came to get his grain out. And he had himself a little group there. Now, they weren't violent. They weren't violent. And he knew the county sheriff, and he knew all the people there and the patrol and all that was there. He said, it's my grain. I'm going after it. You know, so
right.
But it was a big battle, and he wrote a book about it. And my former boss had him on his show on the air several times, and it is quite the story. And it kind of reminds me of that because these animals aren't Vic's, but they're going to come take them?
Right. They think they are. And at this point now, since Vic is technically state property, they're stealing from the state of Nebraska because anything that's Vic's basically right now that he would have possession or dominion over is now being guarded by the very people that are guarding him. So, you know, it's ludicrous.
Let me back up. Who's going to take who's going to take the animals? Who are they?
It's a nonprofit group of Iowa. Okay? This is what people need to know. And, Beth, you've heard me say this 1,000 times. I have the largest, one of the most successful and largest horse rescue organization in the country.
I know you do.
Our rules and our mission, because as a veteran, I realize we all have rights, and that I protect them. I protect you no matter what happens. And what happens here is these nonprofit groups think they can just go in and bully over the top of your land. And that's not true, folks. The sheriff in any county in this country, except for Louisiana, they're called parishes. The sheriff of the parish or the counties and this whole United States is the highest ranking livestock animal investigator cruelty guy in the land. You can't get nothing done without the sheriff. I don't care what the DA says. I don't care what the judge says. If the sheriff is not going along with it, it is not going to happen.
Well, you know, and I've got the book that Sheriff Richard Mack wrote, that the county sheriff is America's last hope. If we could just get the county sheriffs to understand the Constitution and abide by the Constitution instead of thinking that they're underneath the federal government, because they can protect us, and they should be protecting us. And it's something that is just, I guess, you're not going to tell the name of the organization, and I'm just going to guess that it's along the same line as the ASPCA, PETA, and HSUS. So those are nonprofit organizations.
Let me put it this way here. Okay, let me do something here. I'm going to add two words in here.
All right.
Okay, it's horse paws. Got it?
Horse what?
Horse paws.
Okay.
And hoof prints. Okay, I threw two words in there to throw them off because you know something? I am known for hanging your laundry right out on the screen. You know I'll do it because it's what it is. Well, you know, if you're going to act like an idiot, you're going to be punished like an idiot. The public, because the people need to understand, we all have rights. We all have animals. We all have different things and different situations with the economy being the way it is and stuff. And the last 8 years, this country has gone so far below the hell in a handbasket. I don't know if we can make the basket come back, but we're getting ready to elect a man who is a capitalist. He's going to put jobs back in this country. He's going to put America back in our Constitution and our rights. He's going to protect our military. He's going to protect our police. He's going to protect our firefighters. He's going to protect our school teachers. More than anything in the world, people need to know these are the most underpaid group of people in the country. Mm-hmm. Congress just gave themselves a 9.5% raise. Our military got 1.5%. I'm confused.
Well, now I understood that the military, actually, at least the vets, took a cut.
The operation itself is budget cuts, but the pay, they got a pay increase, 1.5%. Beth, real quick, like, protecting everybody. You got these guys at McDonald's want $15 an hour. You got a U.S. soldier goes in for $6.81. He is willing to take a bullet for you to flip hamburgers. Mm-hmm. People, wake up. You want to make more than $15 an hour? Go in the military. Serve your country. Protect the Constitution. Protect the rights like people like Mick, the people like you, Beth, and the rest of us in this country who are giving our community something to believe in, something to hold on to. And laws are made, but people have to pay a price. And some people say, well, I'm not going to do it. Well, that makes you a chicken liberal. Get off the fence. Quit straddling it. That's why I tell people, those of you who straddle the fence are never going to go anywhere. You are what we call a political post turtle. We put you up on that post. You stand there until somebody else does something for you because you don't know how to get off of it.
That's absolutely right. And it's, you know.
Jensen made a decision. Go ahead.
He did make a decision. You know, it's something that I want to do, and I don't know that I can ever get it done. I'm just a little gal over here in the mid-Missouri. But I would like to talk to these candidates, and I would like to sit down and really, you know, it's useless to talk to Hillary or Sanders. But I would like to ask Donald Trump. I would like to tell him what I cover every day on the show, what my rural America goes through, what all America is suffering because of what they have done. I know that he knows the business side of it, but does he understand what's really going on in rural America? Does he understand the Vic Jennings and the Wayne Hages and all these others that are being put on? They're being destroyed. Does he really understand the land grabbing that's going on and how the American farmers and agriculture, the real agriculture of this land, is under attack? Does he truly understand that? I doubt that he does. I want to believe that he's a reasonable man and he will understand when we sit down and tell him. We're going into a break. Well, go ahead and finish off.
Donald Trump bought a horse ranch down here in Texas in 2004. And he's been a Texan for 12 years. And he's understanding a lot of things. He does come to Texas quite a bit. You know, everybody that's got any sense will come visit Texas and see just how simple we are. We don't require any more or any less from anybody, Beth, but we give you your rights, we give you your air to breathe, and you've earned it.
I've been to Texas for almost 20 years. I guess it's time for me to get back down there. We're going into break. If you need to leave, I understand that. We'll let you go, and I'm going to continue with Free for All Friday. Thank you. Let's talk again. Keep me informed as to what happens with this. I really need to know.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank
today,
you, Ray.
Beth.
I appreciate it. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation.
for only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only
$13.99. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday now. We've passed on with what Ray was talking about. And I want you to keep Vic in Nebraska, in your prayers, because he is really going through it. And like Ray said, he's not a young person anymore. And this has been a 5-year battle. And the reason I knew it was 5 years when I talked about it Wednesday was because it started about the same time the show started. So I knew that it was right at 5 years. That's a long time to battle. And we have a caller from Illinois. We have Dennis. Dennis, how are you today?
Very good, Beth Ann. Thank you for taking the call. I was asked to give you folks a call and talk about the family structure today. We're so much trouble, in my opinion, based on attitudes of the government towards business, labor, and government using the family to make money so many different ways, whether it's student loans.
I was going to say, you know, they're making money off of everything. They get like 30% return off those student loans. You think they're really going to do away with them? I don't see that happening.
That's right. You know, it's just the whole scenario. The states have got to jump in and take control of the tax structure. We need to be on a fair tax, in my opinion. Create a scenario where consumption is taxed, not your income. and put the Department of Revenue in each state collect the tax. That'll do away with the IRS, and that will also tell the federal government what they will get and what they won't get, so we can downsize the federal government about half of what it is right now for essential services and protection. Some safety net, of course, Social Security, and get control of the federal government. It's too big. It's been this way forever. Martin Gross talks about it in his book, National Suicide. All of these things are very tantamount right now, especially as it is an impact on our family structure.
Well, and you know, we have the feminists that are telling everyone that men are stupid. You know, even it, you see it in the movies, you see it in the sitcoms, you see it in the even the cartoon movies. You know, they're now in the fairy tales. They're esteeming the female rather than the male who's supposed to be the hero and comes in and saves the day. You know, Prince Charming and da 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 da. Because they just can't handle it. And so the men have been demeaned. The head of the household has been demeaned in society, or they're trying to it, and they're trying to say that the family structure isn't important. And we can see what that has done. We've seen what that has done to many of the groups of people in the United States of America. I mean, we've seen it. We've got all these children that don't have fathers. They don't have a male role in their lives to show them how to be good parents, to show them how to be a good husband, to show them how to treat other people, to show them the work ethics. They don't have that. And to teach them about religion, to teach them about God, they don't have that in their lives. And you know what I have said many times, the family is growing weak. It's just falling apart. We're dysfunctional here in the United States of America. And the weaker the family, the weaker the nation. And I believe that that's truly what's happening.
Right. And I've written a book called The Ball Doctor, Creating Peace and Prosperity in Every Nation. This book talks about the best interest, the doctrine of the best interest of the family. That is something no one has ever talked about, even Jesus Christ. The realities are the best interest of the family is what is missing in this conversation, creating the means to support the ends. The family is a business. If it doesn't get support, it fails. It's a big responsibility, and the best interest must also be shared by the community, looking in the best interest of children, parents, and grandparents, and following the rule of law. What a noble thought.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to let you go. Good luck with selling your book, okay? I'm going to let you go. We'll talk. Go on to another topic here. I appreciate your call. You know, all these things that have happened this week, you know, we didn't expect for Donald Trump to end up being the nominee just yet. We thought we were going to go into this big fight in the convention. I'm not certain we're still not going to have some fighting going on, because he is so not accepted. And I understand many of you don't like him. And I have a little problem with you hating me over it, but I understand that you don't like him, and I understand the reasons. I do. And I respect you, and I expect you to respect me in my decisions. I obviously have not, and I will not endorse somebody. You know I'm going to try and do the best I can with the tools and the information that I've got. I don't believe any one of these candidates is perfect. I don't believe any one of them really necessarily examples our founding fathers. Not a one of them. Some of the ones that I really liked were some of the first ones that dropped out. But here we are again, with candidates that we're unsure about. One more time. Now, there's a difference in what's going on, because Donald Trump, whatever you think he is, whatever you think he has done, and well, I know he gives big money to both sides of the issues. He's a businessman. I know Fox News does that. In fact, they gave more if my memory serves me correctly, and I believe it does. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they gave just as much or more to Obama's campaign as they did to Mitt Romney. So who is it that we trust? It's difficult. Very difficult. We have the GOP now not happy. They forced, in the very first debate, these candidates, particularly Trump, to sign a loyalty pledge. I was offended by that then, and I'm offended by it now. A loyalty pledge to the RNC, not to you and not to me. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yourself, Beth?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there.
That little picture with a kitten hanging onto a branch by its front claws, hanging on to somebody's coming, you know.
It says faith isn't faith until it's all you're hanging on to, and that's about where we are, isn't it?
That's true. We take a look at what's happened with regard to all the businesses and plants that we've lost, and particularly in the rural areas. I was at down at Wally World the other day, watching everybody use their charge cards. I was the only one in the line using cash.
Hmm.
And I had gone through the aisle to pick up some unbleached flour, things like that. And there I saw evaporated milk. Now, I use that in cooking, and there was a brand there called Pampa. 78 cents a can as opposed to a dollar and a half of everybody else's. So same size, 12 ounces, I picked it up, and there we are, product of Peru. Now, you can say, that's how it is in Wally World. Well, you see, here in Tioga County, Pennsylvania, in the county seat, we had an evaporated milk plant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. And all of the little enviro-weenies that were here, okay, the Upper Pine Creek Protective people and all of the other little groups, so-called conservation groups, oh, this was horrible. They were milking cows. Well, how do you think you're going to get the milk, you know? But anyhow, we take a look at that, and I took a look at how that happened, and we look back at the Tioga County Development Corporation, which is headed up by people who have never worked a day in their life, who work in conjunction with, in Pennsylvania, the Department of Community and Economic Development, which is the local arm of the United Nations Local Agenda 21 program here in Pennsylvania. And they were all instrumental in, just to say, moving that very, very nasty business out of our county.
You know.
And you take a look, and I'm going to buy a can of that Pampa. Now, it's P-A-M-P-A is the brand, by the way. I'm going to buy a can of that, not because I want to support that company or the foreign country that it comes from, okay? But I'm going to take a can of it to the county commissioners meeting, because here we have, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. We have three county commissioners here.
Okay. Can you hang on? I want to finish. You to finish your conversation. We're going into a break. I've got some callers holding. Please be patient. We'll get to you as quick as we can. It is Free for All Friday. I cut it kind of short. You'll have to forgive me. I've had kind of a rough couple of weeks here. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download. download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, and we are in the final segment of today's show. And I know I cut you kind of short as I let Ray talk about what was going on in Nebraska. I just felt like it was important that you needed to know. And I missed, you know, we ran some old shows first couple of days of the week because I've got a husband out that had surgery, and he's getting along fine. My routine is a little bit messed up, and I'm getting old, so you got to kind of stick with your routine. Anyway, I appreciate all your patience and your help and all that. We're going to finish up here with Therese. Therese, you know, I find that to be just horrible what's going
The final slap in the face. I look back and I keep files on these things, mm-hmm. which politicians don't like.
No,
I went back and when we're going through the machinations of running this plant out of town, as it were, okay, they said, well, it's still going to be in the United States, and I found out where in the United States they were putting it, 10 miles from the Mexican border. Talk about cheap labor, huh?
Interesting.
So that's what they did to us here, and the county commissioners here were as culpable as anybody else because they could have used, you know, they couldn't have gotten out on the street and put their hand up and said, don't leave, but they could have used their positions as bully pulpits to support those jobs that would be lost, and also what it did to the dairy farmers here. Okay?
I understand.
And also to the consumer.
I understand. Okay. And, you know, before I let you go, I'm going to brag on me just a little bit. I've been telling everybody for several months now that this trade issue and this immigration issue is the reason they hate Trump. They don't hate him for policy because he's not done anything. And they don't hate him for his money because they've all taken it. And they don't hate him for his mouth because they've all got a mouth. And his arrogance. They've all got arrogance. They're showing that to us right now as different ones in the GOP are deciding they're not going to either support him, endorse him, or they're not even going to participate in the election. Those who we have given so much to, their arrogance because the people have made a choice that they didn't like. It isn't Trump they're hating. It's us. And they are making money off the trade deals that they're making, and the immigration has a lot to do with it. And
okay, well, thanks for having me on, and let's get somebody else on.
All right, thank you, Trey. So I was going to say Hannity and Buchanan. We're talking about that this week, and I said I think they've been listening to the show. We've got Chet from New York. Chet, how are you today?
Oh, very good, and happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you, Chet. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, come on. You're a mom. That's what it's about, right?
It is.
I pray for your husband. Hope he gets a speedy recovery, get back on track. But I'll just make it quick about Mr. Trump. I think he's, you know, he knows both sides of the coin, which you just said. Yeah, he gives money to everybody. But I think he's made one different thing. It's kind of like Cyrus in the Old Testament, where free my people kind of deal.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what he's getting to where he's an older guy. He lived it all, had the fast lane, the fast life. He knows he's got grandkids and everything stuck on the warp ball in space, so he's going, wait a minute. You know, let's slow it down a little bit. I think he would make a good president. I'm on his side, but, you know, I know what you said, where a lot of people don't like his arrogance, but hey, in today's world, you're going to need a little cockiness, or a little bit of American gumption.
I had to laugh because this week, after it looks like, yep, he's going to be the one, all of a sudden, the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, says, I'm going to apologize for my bad language, my vulgar language to Donald Trump, and I'm going to invite him to Mexico, and I'm thinking, yep, people, that's how it works.
Yeah, no. I think the guy's very smart. Nobody's perfect, but
he's far from that.
God, he's going to give everyone a second, third chance, and
We've given the others a chance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We've given them a chance, what's disappointing, you know. So
sure, no, and I know you're sincere. I can tell by the way you talk, and most of your callers same way. And
I will hold him to task. People, you know, I will hold him to task. I will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think we all will, and I think he knows that. And here's another thing that I tried to tell the missus some years ago, because I've been following Trump for a while because he's always been on Fox News in the morning. He kept dropping the conspiracy bombs. He knows about the New World Order. That's what most people are missing except for us.
Mm.
That's why he brought out, you know, the Kennedy stuff. He's brought out 9/11. You know, there's a lot of stuff he's bringing out. That's why they hate him also, you know.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to mention real quick, you know, about the Bushes backing out now. You know, the Bushes aren't going to support Trump. And they're upset because he said, well, we weren't safe. That's when we got attacked, you know, over G.W. Bush, you know. And it's... Wait a minute. Let me finish my statement, Chet. But now, here we are. Just a week or so into it, 2 weeks maybe, and we're finding out that they deceived us about Saudi Arabia funding the 9/11 hit. So we have been deceived, and here it goes, and now they're going to have the arrogance to tell us they're not going to participate in this election because they don't like Trump. And it steams me. Anyway, I appreciate the call. Go ahead, Jeff. Finish up, because I got another caller holding.
I mean to cut you off. No, because what you said is 100% spot on. And, I'm just praying the country wakes up, as you have, I have, towards we got to make a choice, and I think it's Mr. Trump, personally.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Chet.
Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Just calling to tell you thank you very much, Beth, for all your work, all the effort you put in this. You're always calm and level-headed about this. You don't ever rant and rave. I'd like to remind your people listening, you should be appreciating her too. Put a dollar in an envelope today. Send her a dollar if you can do it. You know, it's not going to hurt anybody. And, you know, look at history. If you send her some money today and keep her on the air, isn't it better to send her some money and help keep her on the air, exposing the truth we don't get? Or would you rather face somebody when they come to your door with an armed SWAT team to take you over to one of the concentration camps? And lastly, send her your money, but this weekend being Mother's Day, if you still have a mother, take some time and treasure that gift from God. And if you don't have a mother, if your mother is gone and she was a good mother, then take a moment and reflect on the good times you had with her and reflect on all the good hard work that Beth and her family are doing, the sacrifices they're making. Put some money in an envelope today and support her. Let's not let her get behind on her bills. Let's keep her on the air. while we still got a threat or two hanging towards freedom. Thanks for everything, Beth.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. You got me all teared up. You know, my mom, I lost her a little over a year ago. And she was a good mom. Was she a perfect woman? No, but she was a good mom. And she did everything she could, and she did without. She did without when we were growing up, all five of us kids. And I can't say that I was quite the sacrificial mother that she was. But the greatest compliment she ever gave me was when she had a hip surgery done. And she was in rehab, and I would go over there every day and have lunch with her and talk to her. And she said one day, this is just before she had her Alzheimer's, and she said, I'm really proud of you. You've done a good job raising your boys. That meant more to me than anything in the world. And those boys mean more to me. And she was always there listening to me cry and complain. And love my mom. Miss my mom, but I know she's in a better place. It is about family. We are family. You and I are family. I don't always get it right, and I know some of you get upset with me if you don't agree, but that's okay. That's what we're about. That's what freedom is. And we need to stand together and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.